On this late autumn afternoon, the hilly grassland of the Big Stone Wildlife Refuge is a blend of red, gold, and brown. The once lush green bushes and plants have dried and withered. The northern tall grass has turned a golden wheat color.
So this is like practically 6 feet tall. I mean.
Yep. Well, you know, when you compare the historic accounts of folks on horseback coming in and men standing up in the stirrups just to see on the top of their horses to see over the top of the grass. They had to do that.
As manager of the Big Stone Refuge, Ron Cole often walks through this grassland.
If we could take a trip back in time and we were standing out here, well, back in the early 1800s, perhaps we would see, you know, miles of bison, thousands and thousands of waterfowl, prairie chickens, and numerous ground nesting birds.
Many of the animals and plants that thrived in this northern prairie near Ortonville aren't here anymore. But DNR biologist Peter Bessler says the prairie has not disappeared.
You have the wild onion here, a nice onion flavor in the little bulb that's at the base. We have purple prairie clover, one of the blazing stars. You can probably count 30 or 40 different species just within, you know, a six-foot radius of us.
Wildlife officials believe there could be close to 80,000 acres of northern tall grass prairie left. What still exists is mostly on private land, in small tracts cut up by farming and development. To preserve the remaining prairie, officials must rely on the interest of people like Barry Hennin, a farmer who has 60 acres of prairie on his farmstead near Appleton.
This is a great hunting area, so my boy got his first 12-point buck up in the line up here.
Close to one-fifth of Hennin's land is prairie. He's owned the property since 1977 and says the grassland acres have remained relatively untouched because the rocky, steep hills are too difficult to plow. At one point in time, they had been used as cow pasture, but Hennin says when he saw the pheasants and deer on the land, he couldn't imagine doing anything but leave the prairie alone.
I knew we had a spot here that can't create. And I watch this land every year. We hunt it, you know, and if my boys happen to choose other occupations, which could very well happen, I would like to think if we're not here someday, that this will always be here.
Hennin's land is a good candidate for preservation, but there's a limit to how much of the grassland prairie can be restored. The reason, says refuge manager Ron Cole, has to do with how the land has been used.
What's in corn today, can we turn that back into native prairie? No, we can't. Can we do some sort of reconstruction on some areas that are, say, degraded in some way? Yeah, and we can maybe inject some of the native component back into the ecosystem, and that's really what we're trying to do.
Converting some of the farmland in western Minnesota back into grassland and prairie may mean more than reverting land to its original state. In some places, it could result in a new kind of farming. Already, researchers have explored using prairie plants, such as echinacea, for medicinal purposes. The Department of Agriculture has tested using wild prairie sunflower seeds to improve crop yields. Never again will there be endless prairie on the horizon. But a new Department of Fish and Wildlife program should guarantee a few stretches of northern tall grass will remain. Officials plan to buy some of the remaining prairie. Other areas will stay in private hands, but with an understanding they will be set aside for preservation. Farmer Barry Hennin says he's still working out the details of his participation in this project. He and his neighbors have worked quietly on prairie preservation for years. But he thinks an official project is something other farmers in the area will jump on.
To leave this land, leave it in the control of a wetlands office or a prairie lands office like what's in Ortonville, I'm not so sure they wouldn't leap on it, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a place they could bring their kids back to and they could say, hey, you know, this is where my dad farmed.
Funding for the Northern Tallgrass Preservation Program will be approved sometime next year. In the meantime, U.S. Fish and Wildlife officials are meeting with landowners to drum up interest in prairie preservation. In Collegeville, I'm Gretchen Lehman, Minnesota Public Radio.